50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
How much is the mic?
It's Thursday. Ooh. You just broke it. Broke the mic. You got to put it back in that hole.
Ooh, I don't know what to do.
You put it back. You put it in the hole before. Just put it right in. Push it.
I'm not used to putting anything in any hole.
There you go. Push hard. Let's bang on it. Harder. Harder. Harder.
Okay, this is ridiculous. Kevin Hart was right, man.
Harder. There you go. You got
the
it
studio
in.
Studio is a mess.
Completion.
Who was in here?
You got it in.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday.
Look at this mic.
Hey, it happens sometimes. At least it's working. We can hear you.
All right, here we go. I'm adjusted. All right, I'm back.
There you go. Well, welcome. It's Thursday. Good morning, everybody.
The camera work was shaky while...
they had to get the camera.
All right,
the mic
I'm back.
Together.
Here we go.
You're good,
hey.
Though. There you go. How was your day yesterday and your night last night? What you do?
You know what I did? I was at the juice bar during the day, and then after that, I went to a meeting at one of my spots in Brooklyn Milk River with DJ Scratch, and then I left there.
Shout out to Scratch.
I stopped by Jay-Z. He had a pop-up shop for Reasonable Doubt, and then after that, I went to Jeezy's listening party.
Biggs had a pop-up shop.
Yes.
You said Jay-Z.
Well, it's for Reasonable Doubt, I think.
Oh, it was Jay-Z? Or was it Biggs? I thought Biggs owned that.
I think he put it together, but...
Okay.
You know,
wasn't sure, just asking.
It wasn't like, hey, welcome to Biggs' pop-up shop.
I thought Biggs put the pop-up shops together. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, shout out to everybody, the students at Lincoln Tech. I was at their school yesterday in Jersey.
We saw a picture of you in a uniform.
Yeah, I had to go through the whole process of being a student. You know, I didn't even know I had to do it until, like, I was on my way to the juice bar and they called me and they said, Envy, you said you're supposed to be here. So I actually had to drive to Jersey. I had to go through everything. I had to get financial aid. I had to enroll.
You needed financial aid?
I had to go through everything.
I don't
being
feel
a
like
student.
You would qualify for that.
I had to do everything
based
to be
on
a
the
student.
Amount of money that
I went
you
through
make.
Every program.
Doesn't sound right.
I went through the nursing program. So I learned how to do everything.
You
blood.
Want us to believe that in one day, you went through the whole entire program.
Well, it was a speedy program. It wasn't that I had to go
Envy,
take lectures
come on, now,
and classes.
This just sounds crazy.
But they just wanted to give me the experience of being a student and talk to the students about furthering my career and education and things like that. So it was pretty cool. You should try it
so
one
it
day.
So it takes one day to become
no,
a nurse
you,
at Lincoln Tech?
No, they wanted to give me a speedy process just to feel some of the classes and what it was to go through their process.
So you know how to take blood pressure and all of that?
Yes. Yes, I did this before. I did an oil change before. I changed the tire. I did a...
You never knew how to change oil before?
No. Do you know how to change oil?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
No, you don't.
I promise you.
You know how to change oil on your car?
Yeah, I definitely do. As a matter of fact, the other day
you
I was doing
lying.
It outside the juice bar.
What do you mean changing oil? Well, I want to hear this. How do you change oil? This is going to be a good one. There's no way. There's no way.
I also know how to change a tire.
How do you change oil? Let's go back to changing oil. How do you change oil? Let me hear this. Go ahead.
In my BMW?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy.
How do you do it?
Yeah, you go to the dealer.
get out.
I'm going to tell you this, though.
Get
my car,
out.
I have to add oil every 4,000 miles.
That's not changing
it's
oil.
It's not changing
Everybody
oil.
Has to do that in their car. I'm talking about changing oil.
You know how to do
oil.
That, though?
Put oil into the car?
You don't know how to do that.
Yes, of course you
I
do.
I don't believe you.
Hey, Charlamagne. Angela, you said with us that she changed the oil on her car right now. She's done it before. I want you to tell me the process of you changing the oil.
If you know my father.
Do you know have to? You know you have to go under the car and take the oil filter off and then let it drop into the bucket and then change? You know
forget
that.
All that. I thought, Angela, you had a man now. You ain't got no man if you're changing your own oil.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, growing up, my father taught me how to do a lot of things.
There's no way you changed the oil before.
My father taught me how to change a tire. He made me change a tire before and everything.
I believe she know how to change her own oil, but it's the fact that she has to change her own oil.
I never have to change my oil.
Angela has ever changed the oil. She drove the car to the dealer and did it. There's no way you went under a car changing oil.
I've done it, but I don't do it. Like, I know how to do it. If it was it would never be an emergency, but I know how to do it. My dad taught me how to do that when I was younger.
Listen, call me old school, but it's just a certain thing that if you got a boyfriend, the boyfriend supposed to do. Take out the trash, that's the man's job. Changing the oil, changing tires, anything to do with the car, period. That's the man's job.
You guys, I haven't changed the tire in forever, but I know how. That's
it's not the same as when you was a kid.
You are too pretty.
You know, it's not the same when you was a kid.
It's actually really easy now because they have the little automatic thing to take the bolt, the nuts out of the tire. It's
Listen,
easy.
Man, you are too pretty, too smart. You have too good of a career to be changing your own oil. Okay?
I don't do it, but I know how.
I think everybody
should know how to do certain things. Like, Envy didn't even know how to do these things.
I knew how to change the oil. My dad changed the oil as a car. I didn't have to.
Your dad changed the oil as a car? No doubt. Drop on the clues bomb for Envy's dad being a car.
As a kid, my dad changed the oil of his car, and he showed me how, but I've never done it. I never had to.
If you know my father, you know that he made me do a lot of things when I was younger.
You said you just did it outside the juice bar.
I added oil outside the juice bar, but people thought that was funny. I had to add oil to my own car, but it's not a big deal to me. Take 2 seconds.
Is Yee's vagina trash, maybe? I'm trying to figure this out, man. There's no reason for you to be changing your own oil.
Not even putting oil in the car.
It's 2016, guys. Women are allowed to do things. Add oil to the car. That's very simple.
Not if they got a boyfriend.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Toya Wright will be joining us this morning.
That's right.
Of course, that's Lil Wayne's baby mama. She has a bunch of books.
His ex-wife.
Okay.
Not just his baby mama, his ex-wife.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to her in a little bit, but let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about, I know you guys watched the debate yesterday, so we'll talk about what Donald Trump had to say. Who do you guys think won the debate?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now that Cleveland Indians knocked out the Blue Jays to make the World Series. Now the Cubs beat the Dodgers 10-2 to tie the series 2-2.
Hold on. Let's talk about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is finally not ignoring Cleveland anymore. Dropping the clues bombs for Cleveland.
Cleveland has made it to the World Series.
The Cavaliers won the finals and the Indians made it to the World Series. Mm-hmm.
You never even been to Cleveland.
So
how do you know what's wrong with Cleveland?
It's Cleveland. But Cleveland has historically sucked as a sports town.
It has.
Cleveland has always had like a evil cloud over it as far as a sports town.
People have said that.
The NBA Finals was their first championship. Now the Indians made it to the World Series in the same year.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Jesus has finally stopped ignoring Cleveland.
Absolutely.
At least on the sports end. Okay. Wow.
Now, with Thursday night football, the Packers take on the Bears. Now, let's talk about the presidential debate last night.
Yeah, now I know I was out and about last night, so I only got to see some of the highlights. So, in case you didn't see the whole thing, here are some highlights from Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, the final debate before the election.
He can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund.
I don't know Putin. He said nice things about me. If we got along well, that would be good.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out. She should not be allowed to run. I say it's rigged.
You're not up to doing the job. He's talking down our democracy. And I, for one, am appalled.
That final debate was pointless. It was like having one more drink when you know you're already drunk, but you just decide to have one more, and then that's when you start throwing up. Like, that debate was like Friday after next. Remember Friday after next? Remember it was Friday, next Friday, the Friday after next? Yeah. We didn't need a third one.
Well, Donald Trump is already preparing just in case it doesn't work out in his favor. He thinks that it's rigged. Check it out.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against
him. Should have gotten it.
This is how Donald thinks. And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
That was a ball.
Now, that's crazy to me if you win, it's not rigged, but if you lose, it is.
That's why everybody got at Aisha Curry. When Aisha Curry jumped out the window and said the NBA was rigged after your man's team went 73-9 and was up 3-1 in the finals. Okay.
Well, I don't know about it. This is just crazy.
All right.
Well, I didn't need that debate. If you don't know who you're voting for by now, then you know something's clearly just off with you and wrong with you. Entertaining, but it was pointless to have a third debate.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe you need to vent. maybe you need to get some things off your chest. Maybe you're upset, you're in a bad mood, and you just want to continue on with your day in a happy way. Call us up right now.
I am very happy because
800-585-1051. What's up?
My Girlfriend's DVD box set came in the mail. I own all 8 seasons of Girlfriend's on DVD now. Drop on the Clues Bombs for me.
I thought he meant like his girlfriend. I was like, wow, you just have a girlfriend?
Thank you, Amazon Prime. Okay.
Now also, I got you a sweatshirt over there. Did you see a sweatshirt?
I did.
North Carolina State.
North Carolina A&T.
Yeah, we got
you. North Carolina A&T.
Yeah, it's close to South Carolina.
No, it's not. I have no connection.
No, it's not?
No, it's in North Carolina, but it's not close to South Carolina.
I try to do something nice for you.
I have no connection to North Carolina A&T, but I got a lot of good people that went to that school, so salute to North Carolina
A&T. Give it back. If you ain't going to wear it, give it back.
Who do I know? My cousin Terrence McNeil went to North Carolina A&T.
I thought it was a connection, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Terrence J. went to North Carolina A&T, I think. Fred. I think that's the way they went.
Well, you can give it to Terrence J.
They did, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They both went there.
I give it to Terrence.
And my boy Jamal Murphy, he went there. He was a lawyer.
Instead of giving it to him. All right. Well, tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
It's Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you were sitting there talking about that debate was pointless, and it just felt like you had to drink that one more, even though you're drunk.
Yeah.
That is the best words I've ever heard you say.
Well, thank you, sir.
Drop the clues bomb for yourself,
bro. Drop one of the clues bomb for me, brother.
Hey, get at me.
All right, I'm going to get at you, bro.
Righty. Hello, who's this?
Tiffany calling from Hampton.
Hey, Tiffany, 757. Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I'm out here doing this newspaper out. They don't want to give nobody no money, no gas money. They want us out here in this rain.
Oh, it's just
ridiculous.
I'm sorry for you, Mama.
Well,
keep
go
grinding.
Get that money, though.
Can you look at it?
Yeah, I'm going to get it at the end of the week.
Can you look at the bright side just a little bit? Even though you're a grown-ass woman with a paper route, at least you got a job.
Yep. Doing something.
That's right.
Keep us on. Shout out to all the paper boys out there and paper girls out there that's out there doing the job.
I need to know how much money paper boys and paper girls work.
Huh?
I need to know how much they work. Is there people out there really making a living off being paper boys and paper girls?
Yeah. You know, there's no kids doing it anymore. I haven't seen a kid do a paper boy route in a long time.
Hell no.
It's grown people driving cars and they throw it out the window.
Kids ain't got no time. It's 5 a.m.
it's really odd to be able to throw the paper that far from the street to all the way to the front porch. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Jay from Boston. What's going on, Envy?
Jay, tell him why you're mad, bro.
I'm on my way to work. Mm-hmm. I usually go get a cup of coffee on my way to work every day. I get there. I don't have my wallet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where's my wallet at? Come to find out, I left it out last night. I went to the strip club. I wasn't supposed to be at the strip club. Left it at the strip club.
Mm. You left your wallet at the strip club?
Oh, boy.
Strip club. Don't ask me how, bro, but I left it out there.
So you lied to your wife, and now you got to go back to the strip club or explain to your wife why your wallet's in the strip club.
Well, no, it gets better than this. Check this out. I got the app on my phone for my bank account. I found out that somebody basically cleared out my bank account
with my card.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's just how my day is beginning.
But you knew you were supposed to be in the strip club.
Exactly. So now I'm getting caught up with that.
But, bro, good luck with
you. Have a good day,
man.
I appreciate it. You guys are killing it here in Boston, man. Everybody's loving you guys in Boston, man.
Yeah, and just be honest with your wife, man. Tell her the truth and tell her she was absolutely right. You'll never go to the strip clubs again.
Well, listen, she don't have access to my account, bro. So, she's gonna be coming to me looking for money. I'm not gonna have it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
What did you do? You know what I mean?
What strip club did you go to in Boston?
Oh, it's just outside of Boston. It's called the Cabaret.
Oh. All right.
Now, you got that committed to memory, bro.
It's a cabaret, okay? I was at a cabaret.
Okay.
I was at a cabaret.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, why we ain't drop one of Clues Bombs for Derrick Rose being cleared of rape?
Yeah, he is.
Well, we're about to talk about that in a minute.
If he had got convicted and had to pay that girl money, he'd be on the front page of both papers, mm-hmm. and everybody would be giving him all this slander. Salute that man for getting cleared of rape, for clearing his name, because he could have just said, you know what, I'm gonna throw her the money, even though I'm not guilty, because I don't want to have to go through this.
Right.
And in the court of public opinion, everybody would have said he was guilty, but he decided to take her to court, let the facts of the case come out, and him and his friends have been cleared of rape. drop one of Clues Bomb for Derrick Rose.
That's right. Well, we'll have those details in the rumor report as I've been updating you guys every day as the trial was progressing.
Yeah, hopefully his mind is clear. Now we can start winning games as the Knicks.
Listen, he'll be fine. As long as he doesn't try to make any slave movies that show actual liberation and rebellion like Nate Parker did with Birth of a Nation, this too will be behind him. This too shall pass.
How did that finally do, the movie?
I mean, it's not finally. It's still in theaters. But I think it did like $2 million the second weekend. It had a 69% sales decrease. Ain't no money in liberation. The money's in the oppression.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, the next movie, the next slave movie that come out that show us getting our ass kicked over and over again, that one's going to do $60
million. Mm. All right. Well, Toya Wright will be joining us this morning. Of course, that's Lil Wayne's ex-wife, baby mom. She was on reality shows. She writes dozens of books, right?
What's her third book?
Third book, okay. I don't know. I don't read them. I ain't got time. But we'll kick it with Toya Wright when she comes up. Yeah. Now, what about rumors? What are we talking about in the rumors?
Well, we are going to talk about Derrick Rose and the outcome of his civil rape case. Also, Adrienne Bailon and her fiancé, Israel Houghton, will tell you what's going on with their engagement. And there were some weird things happening with some child support, too. We'll explain all that.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Adrienne Bailon and Israel Houghton aren't having sex until they get married. So I don't know if they've had sex already and they're waiting for that, or if, you know, maybe you want to wait until after you get married to do it again. Did you guys care about having sex right before you got married, or you just...
I had sex before.
I've been with my woman since 1998. Of course we was having sex.
No, but I'm saying sometimes people stop and say, okay, we're not going to do it again until after.
No, we was already living in sin.
Take a break.
I had a six-year-old when I got married. I was already knee-deep in sin.
Yeah, we damn near lived in the same college. Yeah, you know, I went to Hampton with the older you. Shacked up.
Yeah, like, been shacking up. Been sinning.
All right, then there's reports. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they're saying that Israel Houghton has two kids that he allegedly fathered while he was still married to his wife he was with for 20 years, and that he owes child support for two sons who are 4 and 2 years old, as well as medical expenses and health insurance, according to these court documents.
Maybe Adrian just wants him to lose weight before they have sex, because all that mass on top of you could hurt your ribs.
Okay. Well, he actually has lost a lot of weight.
Lost some weight. Yeah,
okay.
Did.
Drop on a Clues Bomb.
Yeah,
he
doesn't look that.
God is everything.
All right. Vivica A. Fox just inked a book deal. She was actually just toasting with her literary agent. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's going to be part memoir, part inspirational. The intention is to tell a story to inspire women about what she's learned from her career and from relationships. So I would read that. I just read Taraji P. Henson's book, too. It was a good read. It's nice to read about the grind before they got to where they got to.
I bet you the book publisher's like, could you talk about eating 50 cents butt?
I'm sure that's going to be in here.
Absolutely. I know that's what the literary agents think.
So that's the first thing you think of.
She probably got the deal. Cause
Vivica would have gotten that deal anyway, though. She's had a nice, lengthy career.
Yes, she has.
Yes, she has.
Absolutely.
All right, Derrick Rose, we told you this earlier. He did win his rape case. He is not liable for this damages.
Drop
he
one of Clues Bomb for Derrick Rose.
He did not commit sexual battery against this woman in 2013. Just to update you, according to Derrick Rose's lawyer, he does feel like the media had a racist agenda. Also, it was a jury of 7 white people and 1 Hispanic. And it was 3 black men that were on trial. It was not just Derrick Rose. It was his 2 friends, Randall Hampton and Ryan Allen.
And all of them got off, right?
All of them. They were accused of sexually assaulting the woman. She's been referred to as Jane Doe to protect her identity while she was incapacitated. They never had a dispute over whether or not the 3 men had sex with her. They definitely had sex with her, but whether or not it was consensual was what the issue was. Now, Derrick Rose and Jane Doe were in an open relationship for 2 years, but it ended months before the alleged rape. So they did both drink, and both sides agreed that sex did occur, but whether or not she was conscious during this was what was in question. Here's what Derrick Rose's lawyer had to say.
The media reporting on this case was biased against the black men.
Derrick, now is what I want to hear from you.
Blatantly obvious.
Do you believe that? Do you believe race is a factor, Derrick?
No, all the reporting was biased. We're just very relieved that the system worked.
Derrick, do you have a message?
We had a jury of 7 white people and 1 Hispanic who exonerated 3 black men. It was fantastic. The system worked. We will not release the victim's name because of the rape shield laws, because we believe in that policy.
Hey, if he would have lost that civil suit, it would have been front page news. So salute to Derrick Rose. The system worked, as his lawyer said. And it would have been so easy for him just to throw some money and be like, yo, let's get out this way, get this out the way. But he's like, look, I'm not guilty. I want to go have these trials. I want the facts of the case to come out so people can see.
He was very confident because he knew he didn't do anything wrong. He had said at Knicks Media Day last month that he wasn't worried because he knew that she was, you know, seeking money. And he chose not to settle and go through with the trial. That trial started October 4th. She was trying to get more than $21 million in damages.
I mean, that's the mentality you should have, but you know.
You never know, though.
Yeah,
you never
oftentimes, as a black man, you don't want to be sitting there for no rape case, whether you're guilty or not guilty. You'd rather just get that out the way.
Most people would have settled. Gave $1 million, a couple hundred thousand, and let it go away.
And he was missing practices. He missed all but one preseason game. Mm-hmm. Like, so now it's back to work.
Like, what reason do would he have to trust the justice system?
You're right.
As a black man in America. But he did.
He did.
And it worked out for him. So drop one of Clues Shout Bombs to Derrick Rose.
Absolutely.
And you really get worried when you see that jury selection and you're like, whoa.
Lord,
oh, my goodness. I might have been like, let's
Anything
rethink
could
this.
Happen.
It ain't even about the race thing. For me, it'd just be the women. How many women in the jury? For a rape case? Whoa. It's the last thing you want.
All right, woman judge.
Whoa.
There you have it, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Toya Wright will be joining us. We'll kick it with Miss Toya Wright, so don't go anywhere.
She has a new book out, by the way. It's available now.
We'll get into all that. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Controller Drake.
Of course it is.
It's Drake and more Drake. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Sorry, Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Toya Wright with her beautiful ass. Wright.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad Toya's our friend now because there was a period of time I thought Toya would never come on The Breakfast Club.
Remember one time she didn't walk in here? She stayed outside.
Yeah, I love y'all. And then, I know y'all talk a lot.
But not at first, you didn't.
No, I always like you.
Okay, thank you.
It was... This
what about
one over here.
He definitely didn't like him.
No, I did not.
Didn't even speak
but he's
to
my
him.
Friend now.
Did you ever block him? A lot of people have been blocking him.
No,
as of
I never blocked him. Never.
Now, you put out books like Gucci Mane put out mixtapes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
And I actually admire that a lot about you. Now, with this book, In My Own Words, My Reality, it's very timely because it's like a lot of stuff just happened. I'm like, damn, she got that in the book right away.
Yes, you gotta keep it pushing, you know. Mm-hmm. Gotta move quick.
Was it therapeutic for you?
Very. I always say that, like, because since my first book, Priceless Inspirations, like, I like to write because that's my therapy. That's my outlet. So every time I'm going through something, I just jot it down and I just turn my thoughts into books.
It's like a diary kind
of. Yeah.
Well, we prayed for you that morning when we found out that your brother's passed, man. I don't know how you even dealt with it, you know? I'm sure it was just horrible, you know, and we still send our condolences to your family.
Oh, sorry Thank for your you. Loss. And I told you when you walked in, loss. But definitely sorry for your losses.
Thank you. Yes, that was extremely hard, like very hard for my family. It still is. You know, we're taking it one day at a time.
People were talking about the way that your family was grieving, I guess, because you guys are from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a festival when people pass. Like, y'all have, I don't want to say a party, but it's not a party. Can you explain
What's it? What's it called? The second line?
No, I mean, it's during, the repass. You know, we have this thing called the second line band where we celebrate life. You know, we bring in, like, bands to play with Indians and, you know, we dance and we celebrate, you know, the person that just passed or whatever. It's just like a celebration to take the darkness away, you know, to try to make it a little bit more light and just think about the good times and, you know, have a good time with family and friends. I didn't understand that. When a video kind of came out, people was like, they just lost two, you know, family members. Like, why would they be? I'm like, you know, we're celebrating
the life.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate what somebody's life was like, that we got to spend time with them and everything that was great and positive and think of those things.
I want to have a party when I pass. I want my funeral to look like Shorty Rose.
I like that idea a whole lot better than...
Yeah, I mean, because it makes it, you know, that's the time the family could come together. You know, you can laugh and dance. And, you know, it's hard because it's such a dark moment and everybody is in this, like, you know, sad space. Mm-hmm. So to be able to dance around and, like, party with your family is, you know, a good thing. Like, it took a lot out of me.
But... And the hardest thing must have been Reginae also and her having to deal with that, because I saw she was definitely torn apart. So you got to be strong for your daughter.
Right. And my daughter was, like, really, really close to my youngest brother. Mm-hmm. You know, I raised my youngest brother, you know, since he was, like, the age of 7. And, you know, he lived with Wayne and I, like, when I first moved by myself. And he just was like my son. So, you know, that was, like, extremely hard for me. And even though we had our little spats where we was like, you know, I wasn't talking to him, he apologized. We made up. Like brothers and sisters do.
But don't it feel good that y'all made up at least? Can you imagine? And that's why for a lot of us that have our family and friends and we beef and we argue, it is important to make sure that we always communicate with our family, our brothers, our parents, everybody.
I mean, that's normal. You know, siblings go through their thing where they don't get along, where they fuss, they fight. But the good part about it, I shared that in my book as well. You know, we were able to get through it. Right. You know, we talked about it. You know, we're kind of a little bit distant after that because I felt like I said before, when people show you who they are, believe them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, for him to hurt me like that, that it was still on my heart. But I forgave him because I'm like, you know, this is my family and, you know, blood is thicker than water. He's going to be in my life, you know, but I didn't know I was going to lose him so soon.
Now, being from New Orleans, violence is so common. Does it make you want to, like, get more involved and stop the violence, so to speak?
Get the guns off the street?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I'm working on something now with a few people down there. Like, we're definitely going to do, like, a Stop the Violence campaign, little movement thing going on down there. They need it. It's like, it's just lack of jobs. You know, it's not a lot of recreational things to do.
Why is it so bad down there? Because it's bad.
It really is. I just think that, you know, these young kids, they really don't have anything to do, no positive influences. You know, everything is just so, like, everybody want to be gangster and everybody want to be hard. And, like, I shared in my book also, like, I used to talk to my brothers all the time, like, you know, be an entrepreneur. Like, you guys like doing landscaping. And, you know, one of my brothers wanted to do, like, this Rude Boy t-shirt. Like, I'm like, start your own business since it's so hard for you to find
a
job.
I helped them.
And, you know, but it's almost like you can't hold people's hand and make them do something. Right. You can only help them if they're trying to help themselves. Right. And that was the struggle. You know, it's almost like they wanted me to do everything because they felt like I was in a position to do it. Mm-hmm. But little do you know, I'm out here hustling myself. Right. You know what I mean? I'm out here every day. Like, I'm not asking my ex for stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm out here trying to get my own money. And I'm showing you guys that you can get your own money, too. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with having your own. And I used to always preach that to them. And they kind of, you know how when you're in a position and people just look at you a certain type of way, they look at you when you talk to them like you're talking down on them instead of, like, trying to help them out. So that was something that I kind of went through with my family. And they just didn't quite understand that I'm working. I'm not just...
You even got Regine working. She writing books and everything, too.
Yes.
You're going to make some money in this family.
Could you show... Please believe it.
The bar said hi, though. Where her pops and her mom is.
Yeah, she's working on some things. She actually got a project that'll be out real soon. Regine is that type of kid, though. Like, she want things in life. She have goals, and she, you know, she set her mind to it. She gonna do it. Like, right now, her focus is school. She graduated in May. So, you know, it's things she want to do when she
finishes.
What
type of car you going to buy for her now?
Uh-oh. She don't need no more cars.
No, she need a new gift when she graduates.
I'm so over her.
You said that like it's Jordan. She don't need no more cars.
No, she don't need nothing. I told her just focus on school.
And her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You like her little boyfriend?
I think he's a sweet little boy, but you know how it goes when parents are
How does
like,
Wayne deal with the boy?
Little Wayne pulled like the knife out the AK and threatened to gun butt that. Yeah.
It's the whole boyfriend thing. It's like, I mean, I was once a teenager, so it's like I understand and I get it.
You know what goes down. You know what happens.
I just be like, okay, can you spend some time with your mom? It's, you know, but I was the same way. You couldn't take me away from Wayne. As you know, I was like, this is my boyfriend. I just want to be with him. And I'm like, ugh.
And she like, might be looking for that, though, but you got to let her know. Like, that's y'all was kind of a special thing. You know what I mean?
You
might
can't
not
tell
find
her.
That in another
you
guy.
You couldn't tell me that my daughter's father wasn't my forever. Like, people tried to warn me. Like, he's a rapper, and he's going to hurt your feelings. He's going to have plenty of... You couldn't tell me that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with her. I try to tell her the things I've learned from experience, but, you know, everybody have to experience things on their own.
She probably really wants y'all to get back together, though, because we be seeing you and Wayne hanging out, and in your book, he has some really positive things to say, and you put up
those... No, she don't.
Text messages.
No, she don't?
She doesn't? Mm.
Not at all.
No, Mom.
Not at all.
All right, we got more with Toya Wright when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was is no limit. Usher, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Toya Wright is in the building. Now, I see Lil Wayne came to your site immediately when your brothers passed.
Yeah.
Which was dope, didn't
he? I mean, he's very, very supportive. One thing about it, like, before anything, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we've been knowing each other since we were, like, 12 years old. So it's like a bond that, you know, will always be, no matter who we with or whatever, we'll always be close.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk about those text messages that he sent. Did you tell him you were going to put him in the book?
I sure didn't. Did he tell me he was going to write all of those bad songs about me that he did back in the goddamn days?
Let's look at these text messages.
Uh-oh.
He said, my definition of a perfect woman is you. Perfect mother, friend, and love. You're perfect. Sweet but sexy. Crazy but cool. Mean but modest. And if no one knows you, I do. The problem is when I think about a perfect future with someone, I envision you in the house and Nay in her room and me at work. Perfect.
Damn, did that get you moist, Toya?
That's really sweet. He said, I know I'm too wild for you, and it may seem as if I don't take love or relationships seriously, but believe me when I say I gladly straighten up and fly right for you because I know you'd accept nothing less.
He wants that back.
Do you believe him, though?
I mean, I do, but at the same time, I don't feel as though he's ready. You know, I've been through a lot in my life, and if you're not ready to step up to the plate and be the man, you know, I feel like I deserve and I'm not going to waste my time.
He seemed like he ready.
Wayne 34.
Wayne 34. He done grew out of that whole phase. He seemed like
no,
he
don't get me wrong. He has grown a whole lot.
Matured as a businessman.
Yeah, but I still just don't feel like, nah.
You don't trust him.
He's not done.
Mm-hmm. You're willing to give guys hall passes, though.
That's not
we
true.
We discussed this before. That's not
I've never given a guy a hall pass, ever. Like, I'm not the hall pass girl. And Wayne asked me about that. Yeah. Like, you giving hall passes out now? Because he knows me.
That's what we do
now. I used to know.
I used to get dumped. Like, you want to be with that? Like, all of that. He's like, you cool with it now? I'm like, come on, you know me better than that.
Can you deal with a man cheating at all, though?
I mean, like I said, I came here and I told you guys, I personally feel like all men cheat at some point. Oh, by the way, I love your relationship with your family and your wife.
Thank you.
You guys
she said,
beautiful.
Speaking of men cheating at some point.
Yeah, to be able to throw that out.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I just started following you.
And our stuff,
yes,
man.
And women should stick by our side. Have,
yeah, I agree.
Because we weak.
But y'all have to be strong.
And when we go low, y'all got to go high.
No, you have to find your strong points. Like, yes. You know, temptation is a mud, but you got to learn how to stay away. These girls are not, I mean, the guys, well, it goes both ways, but you just have to be strong.
What about women cheating?
I've never been a cheating type of woman.
That's right.
I feel like if I'm with somebody, I love you, and you satisfy me, that's all I need.
So, but cheating and love, you think that goes hand in hand then? Because if a man cheats on you, does that mean he don't love you?
No, that means he just, wow,
so
he just wanted his cake and eat it.
Men cheat for ego, women cheat for emo. Y'all get emotional,
y'all get
attached.
Yeah, I think women cheat when we feel like we're lacking something at home.
Yeah,
like, if we feel
go.
Like he's doing something or if he's not doing enough, mm-hmm. we have to go look elsewhere. Men cheat because she fine, let me see if I can hit that. No strings attached, no emotions.
That's it.
It's mm-hmm. just like, let me just get in there.
That's it. Wipe her
like
off
why?
In the morning.
Reckless decisions.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you about you and Tamar. Where do y'all stand now? Because I know in the books, I'm sure she was upset that you kind of kept... You kept it very real, though.
She unfollowed you, right?
Unfollowed you.
Yeah.
You never that was on the real while
no
she was there.
Damn.
She was upset that you went on the show, allegedly. We don't know if that's what the real situation was.
That is.
Okay. That's definitely what it was.
Yeah.
So she was blocking you from making appearances on the real?
I will say this. Like, I was out promoting. You know, I came here when they did her Sweet mm-hmm. 16. I did a promo tour as well for that. Like, when she had my Super Sweet 16. And we, somebody reached out about me going on a show. And her response was they wasn't allowing any reality stars on the show is what. Was what I was told.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, turn next week. Tiny Shekinah's on air. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, cool. It's whatever. You know, I ain't tripping off that. I did Wendy Williams. After that, my publicist reached out this time for me to get on a show, and they say they never heard about me coming on a show. So it was like a first time thing or whatever. And I did the show not to throw shade or not to be disloyal to promote my project. I'm working. I don't have a platform. I don't have a television show that comes on every Tuesday. So anytime I'm able to promote what I'm working on, of course I'm going to take that. And if you're my friend, you're going to be supportive of that because you want to see me win, right?
Absolutely.
I go and do it. And then when I leave, the next day, all of this stuff all in the media, like Tamar Braxton unfollowed Toya and such because they appeared on. I'm like, is this real? Is it just mess? So I make a phone call. Yeah, I'm like, I make a phone call to someone. I'm like, you know, just to make sure that it's real before I even, you know what I mean? So I, my friend was like, yeah, you know, she just felt like you went on a show and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. But I wasn't going on a show to take her job. I was just going on a show to promote my book. One thing about me, my loyalty has never been questioned by a real friend. Mm-hmm. All of my friends that's been my friends are still my friends. Industry friends, my old friends from back in the days are my friends. I don't compete with my friends. I don't hate on my friends. I don't knock my friends. I want all my friends to win. I hadn't spoken to Tamar. It was like 8-9 months. Like we don't talk all the time. We have a mutual friend, which is Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were cool.
Just cool, but not
but not to where she's like my best friend. Gotcha. Like, you know, but I still consider her to be a cool girl. I didn't went to her house. She didn't came to my house. We didn't hung out together. So, you know, she's a friend of mine, mm-hmm. you know, but for that situation to take place, that was just like a little petty to me, I would say, because when I had the situation going on with K. Michelle, I wasn't mad that you performed with her. Mm. That's your job. Like, I would never, like, I'm not that type of girl ever, and all my friends know that. I don't expect you not to grace the stage with her if you do the same thing and this is how you promote your music.
Right.
You have to do what you have to do. I don't come in between your coins. And okay. I feel like a friend shouldn't come in between me trying to better myself. You're not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not cool.
Now, are you planning on doing any more shows?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
You got some beans to spill?
I don't have no beans to spill. All the beans has been spilled in my own words, my real reality.
What's up with Memphis now? Where do you guys stand?
I don't really talk to him much, but, I mean, he's in L.A. He's doing good, but we don't really talk.
Are you single?
I am.
Damn.
I am.
All right. We're not mad at that.
You over the TV thing altogether?
I just feel like if it's, will I ever do anything based around my relationship ever again? No. Will I ever do anything fighting other women? No. If it's something that can help other people and something that's in a more positive light, then I'll consider it. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that's going to have me looking like the hall pass girl and a fool, I'll pass. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got Toya right in the building. We have more with her when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Give it to me now.
That was What's Your Fantasy, Ludacris. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Toya Wright's in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Did your brother's passing make you appreciate life more?
Hell yeah. Like, my brother's passing did something to me. It meant stuff I used to worry about, I don't even care anymore. You know, it's all about family. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, me working, like pettiness, like dumb stuff like we was just talking about. I don't have the energy for it anymore. You know, I don't want those type of people in my life. I don't want that type of energy around me. Like, it has changed me a whole lot, and it opened my eyes to see that life is short. You know, tomorrow isn't promised. Like, I can't, like, losing two brothers at one time, mm-hmm. that's like extremely heartbreaking, right. You know?
Does it make you paranoid as a parent? Because we were talking about that. Yeah. Like, that stuff just makes me paranoid.
My daughter wants me to have a baby so bad because I'm on her bumper like, she like, okay, I'll be 18. I'm almost 18. But it's like, I told her, I was like, even when you turn 18, my parenting will never stop. You know, like, I'm going to always be concerned about your whereabouts. I'm going to always be on you because you are my kid. You know, like, my mom, I'm starting to develop a better relationship with my mom now. Mm. I talk to my mom. She's asking me questions, and I'm a grown woman. And I'm like, you know, it never stops. So just because you're about to be 18, what does that mean? Mm.
Right.
You know?
That's still your baby.
Like, yeah, that's going to always be my baby. And she like, it's time for you to have another baby.
Why don't you? I mean, I know you can find a guy to shoot your club up now. Why don't you?
I mean,
just have another one with Wayne.
She probably wants to have a baby with the right person.
Wayne,
not just
you
anyone.
And Wayne make a good breed, clearly.
Me and Wayne, I said that in my book also. I said, you know, if I don't find someone in the next, 2 years, mm-hmm. Maybe I'll have a baby with Wayne.
Why not?
Sheesh.
Because you are the OG.
Okay, Wayne.
You know, you're the OG baby mama.
The OG
out of all the baby mamas.
You're the only
so
wife.
It's not like you're number five or six or something.
That's my buddy, but he just got to just, you know, get it together.
Fix up.
This is what I wanted to say about Wayne. Now we speak on Wayne. Mm. What people don't know about Wayne is Wayne lives in his own world. So sometimes Wayne might say something and people be like, what the hell? It's the craziest ever. Wayne really lives in his own world. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not in tune with the social world at all. Like, he don't know about nothing that's going on.
When he said he didn't know those artists.
No, he really don't. Like, he really lives in his own. I'll call him and I'll be like, did you see? He'd be like, what is that? Like, I'm like, you are so old. What planet do you live on? Like, my daughter, we laugh at him all the time about it because he really, I guess after being in the industry so long, like, he isolate himself. He's been through so much with, like, family, you know, just like people just using him and like just messing over him. And he have like such a big heart. He isolates himself from everything, like socially. Like, he just lives in his own world. Like,
so he's not trying to insult anyone.
No.
He really just does not know.
No, I had called my friend, like, Tammy. I'm like, because, you know, I go in that water behind my family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Tammy, tell Waka Flocka, don't do that. Like, me knowing Wayne, he didn't mean no harm. Like,
you got to explain what you said. You go, what?
That means that I will, you know, take the extra step to clear something up if need be. You know what I mean?
I never heard that phrase.
It's that New Orleans thing. What is it again?
I go in the water for my family and my people. You know, means, you know, no, nothing like shady. Just saying, I'll go that extra mile to clear something up if it's taken the wrong way because I know the person, you know, like. He probably really, he don't listen to nobody else's music but his own.
So you called Walker's girlfriend,
yeah,
Tammy.
Yeah, I called Tammy. I was like, Wayne really lives under a rock. Mm. I don't think he was being shady at all. Knowing him, he wasn't. Because he not like that. Right. Like, he really lives in his own world. Like, I can't even explain it.
Right, he's not trying to do no subliminals or diss nobody.
Not
he's just
at all.
Answering questions based on
you
what
can
he
ask him anything, like, anything. If it's not Young Money, Wayne, studio, skateboard, he don't know.
That wasn't too hard for me to believe, though, because, I mean, he's 34. We all grown.
I don't know.
It's hard for me to keep up with most of these new rappers.
My daughter listens to a lot of music. I listen to the same stuff over and over. I don't even know the people that they was talking about.
I have heard.
I'm more, I'm on a social.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, like, because I listen
it's
to,
a lot
like,
going
future
on.
Atlanta type right. of music. Like, I don't know all of the hot music, not to discredit their craft. You know, I'm sure they're great artists, but I don't know them.
And like, sometimes you might know the record, but not know who's singing.
Yeah, not know the artist or whatever. And I'm sure he, and knowing him, if you send him something to get on, that's when he hear it. Like, he really lives in his own world. I promise you. I be like, oh, this is not fun.
What'd you think of his comments about racism don't exist?
Again, don't get me wrong. I think it's an ignorant comment coming from a black man. But then again, me knowing Wayne, he didn't mean nothing.
I don't think it's an ignorant comment. Well, that's his true feeling.
No,
that's how
No. Because it's so much going on in the world, it comes off as a very ignorant comment coming from a black man because it does exist. But in Wayne's world, y'all have to understand, Wayne have his own world he lives
in.
Wayne's
world.
A white man saved Wayne's life. He almost died. So in his world, it doesn't exist because he could be dead and you wouldn't even know Lil Wayne right now because all his fans are predominantly like white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
he skateboards.
Yeah, his skateboard friends, his fans musically, a white guy saved his life. Like, he really don't, he's not in tune with things that's going on in everyday life. So it's like, you can't take what he said. So, I don't know. Like, I can't explain it. And then he don't do a really good job explaining his mind. Like, he lives somewhere else, I promise you. Mm-hmm. My daughter be like, my daddy is so weird.
if he rap it, it'd make more sense.
If he make a rap about it, then you'll fully understand where he coming from. But he don't know nothing that's going on. Like, about the killings with the black, I'm like, he lives under a rock. This boy watch ESPN, Forensic Science, skateboard stuff. Like, he in his own world. That's his everyday day.
If it don't directly affect him, he's not paying attention to it.
No.
Got you.
How do you deal with what's going on with him and Birdman? Do you stand by his side like he's by yours? Because, I mean, he
of
seems
course.
Stressed.
Your daughters are friends, right? Like,
yeah,
like
they,
how does that
I
work
mean,
out?
That relationship has, you know, it's not the same anymore. I hate that. Like I always say, I hate that because I know how close they were. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate. I hate it because, you know, of course I love Wayne. That's my family. Baby, I grew up knowing him as like family. So to see them go, Wayne is really, really hurt by that because he is a very loyal person.
Right.
You know?
What do you think about Birdman's interview here?
I don't know. Which one?
It wasn't that long. Like 30 seconds. Put some respect
Birdman,
on my name.
Funny. He's funny.
But. All right. Well, the book is out now, In My Own Words, My Reality. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Toya. Right. We really appreciate you. I'm glad we all friends now.
Yes, we are all friends. And make sure you guys go get my new book, In My Own Words.
Toya's new mixtape.
Toyawrightpublishing.com.
I think it's dope, too, that you're not shying away from talking about, you know, what happened with your brothers. Because a lot of people would, like, go into a shell and not want to speak on it. You seem to be very open
like
about it all the time.
Like you
want to
help other people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, yesterday I had a bad day. Mm. You know, I have my good days, I have my bad days, days I'm happy, days I'm sad. You know, and I'm sure it's going to be like that for a while. But
forever?
Yeah.
Hate
for
to
a
say
long,
that,
long, long time.
They say time heals all wounds, but come on.
Yeah, I got two brothers that's in prison, two brothers in jail. I'm just praying for my mom. You know, it's just a lot.
Damn.
We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, no problem.
So you're right. It's the Breakfast Club.
Thanks for having me.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
So Eminem just did a campaign speech, 8-minute freestyle. I had to listen to it like 10 times. I was trying to catch everything, but then I just went to genius.com.
He was spitting too.
And read the lyrics. I had to. All right, check it out.
Run the faucet, I'ma dunk a bunch of Trump supporters underwater. Snuck up on them in Ray-Bans and a gray van with a spray tan. It's a wrap like an ace bandage. Don't give a f*** persona. Consider me a dangerous man, but you should be afraid of this dang candidate. You say Trump don't kiss ass like a puppet? Cause he runs his campaign with his own cash for the funding, and that's what you wanted? A f***ing loose cannon who's blunt with his hand on a button who doesn't have to answer to no one? Great idea.
Eminem still got it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Eminem.
He sure does,
boy. I tell you, Eminem's one of the best ever. I just don't think he gets the respect he deserves because he's white, honestly, in hip-hop.
He gets a lot of respect. A lot of artists.
Not like he should. You know, Em don't really be getting mentioned on them greatest of all time lists like
that. A lot
that.
Of people consider him the best.
People be like, who's the best? Jay-Z,
no.
Nas,
Eminem
Biggie,
definitely
Pac.
Does.
I think Eminem makes a lot of people's top five list. As a matter of fact,
a lot of people mention
him. I remember they did an interview and they said, okay, you got to talk about your top five artists, but you're not allowed to mention Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie, Tupac, or Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Who said that?
When I did an interview with SOHH.com. Because they would, so they do always
they
mention.
They definitely.
I feel like a lot of other artists also mention Eminem.
I don't think he gets the respect he deserves.
That's one of the best. Top five list. But anyway, he also took some shots at other people like Vivica Fox, got it because of 50, and a few other people as well. So make sure you guys listen to Eminem's campaign speech. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's discuss Jasmine Sullivan. People were going in on her yesterday. And I remember after the show, we were talking about it. Like, what happened with Jasmine Sullivan? Why is everybody talking about her? Why is she trending? Well, apparently, there was a singer, a gospel singer, Thomas T.C. Clay. He passed away. And she did a post, which she has since deleted. And in that post, she talked about her experience with T.C. She said, I didn't know T.C. very well. What I do know is I gave him my number accidentally through a friend, and he reached out consistently for a year. I think I replied maybe 3 times, but that never stopped him from writing me. He was determined. She talks about a time that he bought her flowers to a show that she had in San Francisco. And then she said he made a whole 5-minute song about her and got on the mic and did that. She said, through the embarrassment and flattery, I felt, wow, this guy is gifted. I was literally amazed at how he commanded the stage with that little mic and that little bar freestyling. Now, she went on to talk about her experiences with him, and she said, now he's passed, and though I didn't know him well, I'm deeply saddened. I'm seeing peers mourn him and talk about how great of a man he was, and I'm wishing I got to know him a little more. And then she ended it by saying, that night he sang to me, I'll never forget it. Just know I was your fan, TC, because I know you still got a crush on me in heaven, and you're listening. Rest in paradise.
I read that twice, and I couldn't understand why they was mad at Jasmine Sullivan. What they upset
about?
Was
he married or something?
No, I think people were upset because it felt like I don't think she meant any harm by it, but it was a little, there were some things in there that were strange to me. Like, this man passed away, And the whole, and you didn't know him that well, but the whole post is about how you were curving him and he kept trying to talk to you. And
yeah, because she probably regrets curving him. She probably regrets the fact that she didn't get a chance to know him or didn't get a chance to have sex with him or go on a date with him. Who knows?
She
probably
was telling her side.
She probably regrets curving him. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I might not have gotten that descriptive, I think. I might have just said, you know, I've had some run-ins with you and you were amazing. I remember you got on stage and did a song about me, but I guess... It was very explicit about a lot. It was a lot more detailed.
Maybe she was playing hard to get and didn't expect him to die. Maybe she was like, "Damn, I was gonna go out with him next month." Maybe
she didn't say
maybe
that.
She was on some.
She should have said that then.
Maybe she was on some Joan Clayton 90-day rule stuff, and it was almost that 90 days was up.
I think she didn't mean any harm by it, but it did come across a little weird, and I think she felt the same way because she did delete it.
Yeah, no, she deleted it because she got all them attacks on social media. That's why. Pressure. That pressure. She ain't deleted because she felt like she was wrong. She deleted because she got tired of getting all them tweets and Facebook
posts.
Absolutely.
She said every once in a while he would write me and I would reply out of respect. I didn't want to say too much because I didn't want to lead him on. So I don't think she was planning on going out with him or giving
get
him
it.
Any.
Like, I don't understand why y'all got so mad at her for that. I don't
think it was a reason to get mad, but it was weird. All right. Well, rest in peace to... you know, TC. But Jasmine Sullivan.
Are y'all upset because she was oversharing, maybe? Maybe a simple rest in peace would have sufficed?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a great guy. Maybe they're mad because she was oversharing. Maybe they feel like she just kept that to herself.
I don't know. But I'm sure if you go and look at what people said, you can figure it out.
All I kept seeing was fat bitch over and over.
Oh, now that's harsh.
I got tired of seeing that.
Jasmine Sullivan's a sweet person. I don't think she meant any harm. It just was the way it came across was a little weird when this man passed away. That's what it was. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, Sergeant Hugh Barry needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 20th, goes to Sergeant Hugh Barry, a police officer who had never fired his gun on duty during his 8 years with the NYPD, a police officer who was stripped of his badge and weapon after shooting and killing 66-year-old Deborah Dana. Well, if you haven't heard, Deborah Dana is a 66-year-old woman from the Bronx who suffers from schizophrenia. Was she armed? Yes, with a pair of scissors and a baseball bat. A 66-year-old woman armed with scissors and a baseball bat. Two things you do not bring to a gunfight, so that simply doesn't matter. Did Sergeant Hugh Barry have options? Absolutely, because he had a taser he decided not to use. Another option was a question raised by Deborah Dana's cousin, was why didn't they lock her inside the apartment until the EMS came? Either one of those options would have been fine, and Deborah Dana would probably be alive today. But nope, Sergeant Hugh Barry decided to bust his gun and murder 66-year-old Deborah Dana. Let's go to NBC4 New York for the official report, please.
Marching through the streets of Castle Hill, dozens called out for justice for the 66-year-old gunned down inside her apartment Tuesday by an NYPD officer.
This is just another event where the police uses their excessive force.
Deborah Danner had suffered for years with schizophrenia. Police had responded to her home numerous times because of her mental illness. That's why critics say the sergeant should never have opened fire.
The patrol guide specifically states that this officer should have waited for emergency services. The patrol guide specifically states that he should have used his taser.
Mm-mm-mm. Why didn't he use a taser? Why didn't he wait for EMS? Those are the questions inquiring minds want to know. Now, police in New York City have undergone training about the proper handling of incidents involving the mentally ill, and New York Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner James O'Neill both say Sergeant Hugh Barry failed to follow those guidelines that have been set in place. Now, pigs must be flying, hell must be frozen over, the sun must be rising in the west, hair must be growing in the palm of your hands, because I have never heard a high-ranking blue life say that another blue life is wrong. This is a first for me. I miss things, but I have never heard a police commissioner flat out say one of their own is wrong and that one of their own is to blame for the killing of an unarmed human being in America. But that's exactly what happened. Let's hear what Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner James O'Neill had to say.
I know for a fact he did receive training that involved de-escalation. From everything we know so far, there was time to wait for ESU. The shooting of Deborah Danner is tragic, and it is unacceptable.
A shooting the police commissioner quickly criticized.
What is clear in this one instance, we failed.
I've never heard that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never heard a Blue Life specifically say that one of their own has failed. He said we failed. Now, Sergeant Huberry, you know you done effed up, right?
You done effed up. No, you never done.
Murder is murder. And this isn't just a mistake. This is murder. This type of negligence can't happen when you're in the position of power that police officers are in, And Sergeant Huberry, you have no excuse because you have been trained specifically to prevent these things from not happening. It's a reason officers undergo training. It's a reason they want you to execute that training to a T, okay? They want you to execute what you have been trained to do because when you don't follow proper protocol, murders like this happen. Now, as I said, Sergeant Huberry has been stripped of his badge and weapon, and now criminal charges need to be pressed against him because last time I checked, murder is a crime. Is it not?
Yes.
Absolutely, positively.
Please give Sergeant Huberry the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm pretty sure criminal charges will be pressed against him.
I would think
absolutely.
So. If you can say, hey, he received the proper training, this was not protocol.
Yeah.
You're
condolences
out of here.
To the family.
And when
too,
you
man.
Got the mayor saying that we made a mistake, whoa.
A mistake that you can't never fix.
You can't ever fix. That civil case going to be crazy. They're going to get paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And hopefully criminal charges get pressed against Sergeant Huberry.
Damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. That was Fabulous NTU. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. What line, Yee?
Let's do line number 6.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, DJ MV? It's Young GQ.
Hey, what's up, man? What's your question
up,
for
Young
Yee?
GQ? You sound like a player.
Man, my question is, am I right for wanting to live on my own while me and my girlfriend was cohabitating? But I feel like that part of the relationship, we just moving too fast with that. I'm only 22, and she's 21, and she kind of don't understand that I want to live by myself and still be in a relationship with her, but just not live with her.
Ooh, it's so hard to go from living together to not living together, you know?
I kind of want to do my own thing. I don't want to be here and pick your drawers up off the floor when you get off from work. Like, come on, all that scary stuff. How are you ready for all that?
I will say this, and I had this happen with my boyfriend, just a period of time that... You never lived on your own?
Yeah, nah, not at all.
Yeah, and so I understand the fact that a man, you know, you're still young. You want to have a chance to be by yourself and live on your own for once in your life before you commit to somebody forever. So I understand that. I don't know if she'll understand that.
Yeah, that's the problem right now. She's like, that's going to create opportunity for you to do the wrong thing. I'm like, you already know me.
And that's very true, but if you don't have a track record of doing the wrong thing, do you?
In high school.
Okay, do you plan to do the wrong thing? What's the real reason that you want to have your own place?
Well, just to get some peace of mind at the same time and be able to have my company come over when I feel like without, you know, having to check with somebody first. Because if I'm paying the bills in the house, then I feel like I should be able to do what I want to do in the house. You feel me? But
are you going
to
have girls over?
Well, I ain't gay, but you feel me?
What, do you have a girlfriend? What does that do with being gay? I'm saying, are you going to have girls over?
He just told on himself. Like,
come on, man.
I ain't gay.
So basically, you are moving out because you want to be able to mess with other chicks?
Nah, that's not the case. But I'm in college, so I have female associates, and that might happen sometime. I'm not going to be like, oh, no, you can't come over. I got to check that with the old lady.
Well, but I don't know if I would be comfortable with women just going over my man's house.
Yeah, but I'm an ugly dude, so it ain't that bad.
Right? Oh, my God. Well, you managed to pull your girl, though, right?
Nah, you're right.
And would you be okay with her having guys come over once you move out?
Hell no.
So why do you think it's okay for you to have women come over?
Hey, you see what? That's right. That's that double standard. We got to check that sometime.
Okay, you need to check yourself then. The question is this. Are you willing to risk her not trusting you? And you might. It sounds like you're a little shaky, like some things could go down because it seems like you're not fully ready to be committed.
Come on. Yeah, I'm committed. I'm just like, I want my own space.
But I do understand you wanting your own space, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just the reason why you want it.
I bet. And then while I got you on the phone, I just wanted to let you know you sexy yourself. So you feel me?
Okay, GQ.
And shut your ugly ass up.
Are you going to give her keys?
Hey, Charlamagne, I look better than you with you bleaching your skin and your bald head.
Young GQ, are you going to give her keys?
Yeah, of course. You can come in whenever.
All right, well, that should make her feel better at least.
All right. Well, I'm going, y'all. Y'all have a blessed one.
Okay.
All right, man.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. You got a question for Yee, you can call her now. Hello, who's this?
I really don't want to say
okay,
my name.
Okay, Anonymous.
Question.
All right, Anonymous. Yes. What's your question?
Can I say I love y'all?
We love you back.
We watch y'all every morning in
Thank
our house.
Thank
you. Charlamagne, if you weren't married, I swear I would marry you because I have a soft spot for an ass.
There you are.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well,
he has a very soft
spot in his, too.
My question is, I'm in a situation where I've been with my kid's father for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we were engaged, and I gave him his ring back because I just really feel like we were doing it for the wrong reasons. We were arguing and fighting. We weren't getting along, and I just couldn't take our relationship to that next level, and we weren't even 100 then.
Okay.
We have 3 kids together. About a couple years ago, he told me he didn't no longer want to be in a relationship with me, but he did want to continue to co-parent with and stay in the same house together and, you know, raise our kids. And I was hurt, but I got over it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I want to do what's best for my kids, and I feel like we're all they know. So, yeah, I want to do that. But I actually kind of moved on, and not in a relationship way, just like, you know, I got a little side piece that I go see every now and
then. That's not a side piece, boo, because you don't have no man.
I really don't want a relationship. Like, okay. I'm really focused on my kids and my household, and even though we just co-parent him and our, you know, our business, so, but I would, like, go see him, you know, to get right every now and again.
Get it, girl.
And he found out, not about everything, but he had, like, a little, you know, intuition, and he got his feelings.
You were a little too happy, coming home whistling in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and he got in his feelings, and it started to affect our family dynamic as far as we were arguing, and, I mean, it was getting bad. It was in front of the kids sometimes, and I backed off of everything and just
But I have a question. Y'all not together, right?
Right.
So why can't you date other people?
He feels like I should move out or we should go our separate ways. But I'm scared that if we do that, then my kids will suffer. Because I actually was on it like, okay, yeah, that we can do that. And when I talked to my oldest about it, like, she broke down. She, like, broke my heart. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, she broke down because she was, like, she realized, like, it was going to be different. And
you know what? It is going to be different. But you're a great mom, and he sounds like he's a great dad because he did want to still co-parent.
He is.
And while it's difficult, I think it's great that he still is going to be a great dad. He'll still be there and still see his kids all the time. But both of your lives are suffering as far as you guys being able to move on, because the truth of the matter is you love your kids, but you don't love each other in that way anymore. You're not together.
Right.
And how can you ever find happiness for yourself?
Then that's what, you know, side piece is.
But that's not a side piece. Stop saying that. That's just somebody you're dating because you don't have a man.
Well,
if you don't have a man, you can't have a side piece.
He wants to take it, like, to somewhere else. And he's telling me, like, well, you know, get rid of your situation or you do something about that. But I'm just, like, I'm kind of content. And where it is, like,
just comfortable and content. But do you ever want to have a man again, get married, find love?
I do, but I still feel like if I was to do that and in my own environment, I still wouldn't be focused on that because, you know, I have my teenager, then I have one that's, you know, 9 and one that's 6. And it's just like, I'm too busy. I work 2 jobs. He works. They want to do
it. It sounds like you're just scared to move on and let go of what you're accustomed to.
Maybe you're right.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean,
I'm going to be for real. It could be the best. It could be the best thing that you ever do for yourself, because you guys might spend time apart and then decide that you're meant to be together, or you guys can move on and you'll find love somewhere else and so will he, but you are only hindering yourself in progressing because you guys are just both used to each other. You got to do something different or you'll always get the same results.
Just cheat on him, Ma.
They're not together.
Oh.
Well, I don't feel like I'm cheating, but like he felt like I did.
But you shouldn't feel guilty. Does he see other people?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm like 100%
sure.
You
gotta cheat on him, man. They are technically together. They may not be technically.
Well, no,
Charlamagne,
because
y'all technically
I'm
together.
Not that type. I'm like, I'm really am loyal, and I do feel some type of way because.
So why lie and say y'all broken up? Y'all, you know y'all not broken up. You know you still his.
Are you still sleeping with him?
Well, he said that. He the one said that. He the one said, like, I don't want to be with you no more.
Are you still sleeping
in
with him?
In that way. Like, every move is initiated by him. And
okay, so yes.
Like, I kind of feel bad because that's, like, baby daddy, so, you know.
Do you want to be with him?
If he changes certain things about him, yes. Like, far as he's a really good dad, really good family man, really good provider. But the relationship of him, that aspect sucks.
All right. Well, listen, baby, it sounds like you're just really accustomed to the situation that you have. I do think that it might be best for you to figure things out, maybe not being all up under each other.
Mm-hmm.
But still taking care of your kids, obviously.
All right. Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
Don't keep doing the same thing.
And in Ohio.
Nobody,
don't keep
you,
doing
mama.
The same thing and keeping that cycle going. You got to break it up.
All right. Ask ye 800-585-1051. Now, ye, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we will talk about Bobby Shmurda. He was back in court, and he was actually trying to withdraw his plea deal. We'll tell you what happened.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bobby Shmurda is trying to withdraw his plea deal. He was in court yesterday. He told the judge he was forced to take the plea. He even said that he wanted to fire his lawyer. He thought his lawyer didn't do a good job, but the judge said no. He is stuck with that plea deal that he agreed to last month. Now, that plea deal is, of course, that he has to go to jail for 7 years. He already has been in jail for 21 months, so he does get credit for that, and that's for gun possession charges.
Hey, man, things could be a whole lot worse for Bobby. So what, 3.5 more years he got to do?
21 months is almost 2 years.
Yep.
So for a total of 7.
He'd probably do like 3.5.
Right.
Yeah. He'd be home. He'd be like, what, 25 when he get home? 24, 25?
He's still young.
Yeah, he's still young.
Got a chance to make something of his life.
But still, I'm sure his hope was that he would be released.
Could have been worse. His boys was getting 80 years, 90 years. At least Bobby going to have a future.
Yeah.
All right, Azealia Banks, what's going to happen with her deal with RZA? It's not looking good after that whole incident with Russell Crowe.
Oh, they're not friends
no
more.
And here's what she has to say about the RZA Recta.
You were supposed to sign a record deal, with RZA's company.
I'm not signing with RZA.
No chance for reconciliation.
No. If these guys can chump you out like that, you know, that's like not somebody that I need to attach myself to, you know? I'm strong enough on my own. He's gonna be the one like leading me, and he's gonna be my representative. I can't be represented by like some chump.
Wow. Well, record deal, pull the deal. That's not going down.
Yeah, come on. You're in a movie that he just did too. That's a lot of opportunities.
I think it comes out January.
Yeah.
Coco, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
I think that's the name of it.
We don't even know what happened yet. I guess we'll know soon enough when we see at least that video footage of what happened, the surveillance cameras. I don't know if that's going to prove anything either way, but at least that's going to come
out. I mean, it depends what story you believe. If you believe Azealia's story, I can understand her, I guess, not wanting to work with RZA no more. If she feel like she was assaulted by a man and the man she came with didn't help her.
Right.
I can understand it. If that's the true story.
And then if RZA's saying that she's the one that was the aggressor in the
situation. Then I can understand RZA's side. Yep.
All right. Amber Rose was eliminated a couple days ago from Dancing with the Stars, and she said that she feels like even participating might not have been the best idea for her. Here's what she had to say to E!
Tonight, I felt it. Tonight, I prepared myself, honestly, because if I didn't prepare myself, I would have seriously been
crying right now.
Bawling.
I'm probably going to go to my trailer and cry after this. I'm not really good with a lot of attention. I probably shouldn't have did the show, but whatever.
Wait. She said she's not good with a lot of eyes on her.
That sounds very Donald Trumpish, though. And the reason I say it sounds very Donald Trumpish, when things don't go your way, you scream that it's rigged. If you'd have won, you'd have said it's probably the best.
She didn't say it was rigged.
I'm just saying. Now you shouldn't have done it because you didn't make it. Like, if she'd have made it, she wouldn't be saying that.
Well, I think what she was trying... Are you still playing Smokey? Man, what the hell is wrong with you, boy?
It's my...
Tired of your honey-colored complexion ass. Relax, sorry, man.
Well, no, she did say that because she's so emotional, that's why she didn't think it was the best thing for her to do it.
Gotcha.
It wasn't an emotional experience, okay? And shout out to Gabrielle Union. She's in Essence Magazine, and she talks about raising her sons. You know, Dwayne Wade, he has sons, but she's raising them, obviously, as his wife with him. And here's what she had to say.
We are raising privileged Black boys, which creates an interesting situation that me and Dee, we weren't raised with that kind of privilege. So we're kind of learning through their eyes. I try to think of every scenario, but they find new ways to kill us every day. So we try to make them as aware and as informed as possible without stripping them of their pride. It's tough, and they're proud young, educated young Black men, and it's a challenge every day.
She said they weren't raised with that kind of privilege, so I guess she means like the financial privilege. Because I personally feel like it's a privilege just to be here. To be here is a privilege. Do you see how much when you next time you how can I say this in a medical term? Next time you ejaculate, all right?
Okay.
Look at all of that comes out. One of those, just one,
made it up.
Made it you. That's absolutely. It's a privilege to be here, and it's a privilege to be here and be whatever you are. If you're Black, you're Black and privileged to be here. If you're white, you're white and privileged to be here. If you're Spanish, you're Spanish and privileged to be here. Whatever it is you are, it's a privilege to be here. But I think she's talking about financial.
She's talking about financial
privilege. Yes,
being able to provide things that she didn't have.
Life is a privilege. You don't think so? Die right now.
Now I'll pass.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee, revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. We got your requests. Have a good morning. Let's go. It's the Breakfast Club. Let's go.